All right, taking a look at sports, let's go to Major League Baseball. And we're well into the chase for the World Series trophy. And some surprises, to be quite honest with you. In a big win last night, the San Diego Padres did what they had to do. They took one of the home games away from the Dodgers, which means that for the time being, they have the home field advantage. Now they have to hold on to it. They have to keep winning. But that's what they have to do. Well, anyways, they finished, I think, 20 games behind the Dodgers. But they made it into the playoff round. They beat the Mets in 3 games. And last night, they defeated the Dodgers 5-3. 5-3. And they had some help. Slugging help. You know, you can have good pitching. Good pitching always does manage to defeat good hitting, but it helps when you've got good hitting as well.
2-1. Machado rips it down the left field line towards the corner, and Manny Machado has given the Padres the early lead in the first. Just what the doctor ordered there, Adam. He doesn't get this one in, Manny Machado. That was a rocket. Slider. Machado beats it to the spot. That's what Bob Melvin said. You have to be able to beat him to the spot. 2-1. Rounded towards third. It's past the diving Muncy. Kim will score to tie the game. A carom off the sidewall. Soto will cruise into third. It's an RBI double for Machado, and it's 2-2 in the third with nobody out. Clayton Kershaw away from his best pitch, which is the slider. 2-0 fastball, 2-1 curveball. Manny does a great job letting it travel. When you are behind in the series, you need a win. You need your stars to come to play. Manny Machado, 2 at-bats, 2 RBIs, a homer and a double. Hard hit towards third. Machado somehow has it. What a play! His sparkling defense continues, and there are 2 away in the fifth. What did I tell you earlier? The game, Trey Turner hit it to him. Don't hit it to him. Exactly. That's why you don't hit it to him.
So, obviously, a terrific game for Manny Machado. And, of course, if you're going to win, you're going to have to win with a good bullpen nowadays. Yeah, I mean, pitching is totally different nowadays than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. The pitchers went to full length as long as they could. But now, you need a closer. And San Diego had that closer last night. Where is the audio for this? Here it is. This sealed the win.
Hader trying to put away the best comeback team in baseball this season. In the air to right, Soto is there. And this series is even at a game apiece.
A game apiece. San Diego and the Dodgers. Wow. Congratulations. And over in the other game, which took place in the National League yesterday, Atlanta woke up as Philadelphia stole the first game of that series. We'll take a 1-1 record back to Philadelphia. Atlanta defeated Philadelphia yesterday by a score of 3-0. All right? 3-0. So now we have those series tied up in the National League. And we turn our attention today to the American League and National League. There's a bunch of games that are happening today. We'll take a look at That's not what I wanted. Eesh. Got to find it here. There we go. Give me the schedule here. Give me a little help. Now, I know the Yankees are playing. Today, you've got Seattle and Houston. That series right now stands with Houston with a one game to none lead. That game will be held at about 3:30 this afternoon. And the Yankees will take on Cleveland. That's a 7:30 start. The Yankees hold a 1-0 lead in that. So that's baseball that's happening tonight. And then, coming up on October the 14th, tomorrow, Atlanta and Philadelphia will get together, and the Dodgers and San Diego will get together. Then on Saturday the 15th, there are a bunch of games. Atlanta and Philadelphia, Houston and Seattle, the Yankees and Cleveland, and the Dodgers and San Diego. So, Major League Baseball in the prime time of the year. All right. Going on tonight, along with the baseball, Thursday Night Football. The Commanders versus the Bears. You know, I didn't think I liked the way Prime was presenting their pregame show and games. But you know what? They're new at it, and I'm kind of getting used to it. So tonight, if you're a football fan and you want to see two mediocre teams play, well, you can. Washington and the Bears. The Commanders are 1-4, and the Bears are 2-3. Now, I don't know if you were watching on Sunday any NFL action, but at the end of the game between the Raiders and Kansas City, walking off the field, the Raiders, Devontae Adams,
Amazon offers free tech,
pushed a photographer. Photographer jumped out in front of him to take a picture, and he pushed him down. Well, he's been charged with misdemeanor assault for shoving that photographer. He was cited for intentionally inflicting bodily harm upon a photographer who suffered whiplash and headache. Now, even before this came down, Devontae Adams apologized and said, you know, hey, it wasn't personal. I was just still pumped up after the game. We lost in the last seconds, and I lost control. Now, it's no excuse. There's no excuse. But he owned up to it right away. And he probably will wind up paying the man's medical bills and a fine or doing community service. And he might even face suspension from the NFL. You got to remember, these are highly tuned young athletes coming off the field immediately after a game. And immediately after this team lost. Like I said, it's no excuse, but there's so much pressure and importance that to jump out in front and take a picture wasn't probably the wisest thing for the photographer to do, but it's still in no way opened up the door for Devontae Adams to push him. So, all right, and final note, Tom Brady has purchased a team. He's purchased a Major League Pickleball expansion team. The big game of the upcoming weekend, obviously, Philadelphia and Dallas. Philadelphia 5-0, Dallas 4-1. And the Giants are sitting there hoping that if the Giants win and Philadelphia loses, you've got three teams at 4-1 at the top of the division. I don't know whether that's going to happen or not, but that's what the Giants are hoping. At this point, with the Giants at 4-1, we'll take what we get. We'll take what we get. Normally it takes us to the last game of the year to win four games. All right, that is a check on sports this morning.